The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 221. Listener feedback, episode number 20.
Wow.
Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out all the wonderful Mayberry items they've got over there. You're going to love them. You'll enjoy just looking around. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 221, is Ken Junkin. Ken Junkin. Thanks, you, Ken. I want to thank you for your support, and thank you for your support and being a part of the show tonight. Folks, it's good to have you with me. I'm your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. No Waiting, Alan Newsom. And it's great to be here in Mayberry. And this week, we're going to hear back from some of you guys. This is our 20th all-feedback episode. We've had feedback on episodes throughout the year. But every once in a while, I get enough feedback that I can do a whole podcast episode about it, and we all get to hear from you guys rather than just from me. And I love these episodes because I'm able to really get to get into some of the meat and discussion of things that you guys are interested in. So I really love these. And first up tonight, we're going to be hearing a voicemail first. I think we'll go to it first. From John. John wrote in with some questions about Floyd Howard McNear moving around after his stroke. So let's hear from him, and then I'll address what his questions are.
Hi, Alan. This is John Lane. I have two questions for you. They're both about Floyd. In the clear episodes, I saw Floyd moving his both arms a little bit, even though it was just after a stroke. A good example is when he was showing Goober if he had whiplash. Which was in the Mind Over Matter episode in, season 7, I believe. Yeah, season 7. And I was wondering why that is. I mean, also, in the Barney's Physical episode in season 5, episode 11 or something like that, you could see Floyd. Floyd was moving right before Barney came in. He was pacing around the courthouse for a minute and talking to about Aunt B and Thelma Lou, who were in the back of the courthouse. It's right before Barney came in. I was wondering why that was, too. So they're both Floyd questions, and if you'd please answer for me, I'd really appreciate it. Appreciate it, and good night.
All right, so there's John. John's calling in about Floyd. So that's always the topic I enjoy talking about, Floyd the Barber. Love it. So what I did is I went out and got some screenshots and actually some video clips of these scenes that he's talking about. Now, in the one scene, Floyd and Goober are talking about whiplash, and they're in the barber shop there at the, and Floyd is sitting down in his chair, and he starts doing his arm up, puts his hand right against his chest, and then tries to raise his elbow up. But if you actually watch the clip, he only moves one arm. Now, Howard McNear could move. He could move both arms, but just not very well. But in that clip in particular, he's trying to show Goober how to test to see if he could do it, and he's supposed to raise both elbows up above his shoulders with his hand still touching his chest, and he couldn't do it. But if you really watch that episode, he doesn't do that. Now, the other one he mentioned was in Barney's Physical. Now, in that episode, Floyd is actually in the courthouse with Thelma Lou and Aunt Bee and everything, but if you watch him, he really never moves. Howard McNear is leaning against the wall right beside the door that goes back into the back of the courthouse.
Really? I wonder where he's been.
Did you say he was out on patrol?
Well, I mean last Monday. Usually gets a haircut every third Monday.
Oh,
Yeah, I always enjoy cutting Barney's hair. His ears kind of wing out, and it gives you room to work.
He's coming around the corner. Oh,
so, but if you watch that actual scene, Howard McNear never really moves around. Now, there are...
There's nothing tight about him.
Nothing tight about him. He's talking about Barney. But if you actually watch the scene, he really doesn't move around very much. And his arms, he can move both arms. But his left side was after the stroke. Howard McNear was injured, you know, from the stroke and really couldn't move very well on his left side. He could move slightly, and he could move with the aid of kind of leaning on something or somebody kind of propping him up a little bit. So I think what you may have seen was the great camera work and everything they did to try to hide the fact that he was moving or not moving. Plus, he could move if there was a crowd of people around. He could take a step or so without having a problem. So I believe you weren't seeing him as moving as much as you thought he was. And but go back and watch those two episodes and see if I'm right. But I believe that's probably mostly true. But he could move just a little bit. Now, we're going to hear another comment. And this one is from my friend Paul Mulick. Paul Mulick is a trivial expert. Now, he was calling in to talk to us about the episode, 217. It was the Christmas episode we did a few weeks ago. And on that episode, there's a song I played, Barney the Mayberry Deputy, that is of me singing. And here's what Paul had to say.
Hey, Alan, it's Paul Mulick from Joplin, Missouri. Hey, I was down at the courthouse with Andy the other day. We happened to be listening to your Christmas podcast, and Rafe Hollister came in with a mess of fresh-picked string beans, and when he heard your singing, he asked how long you'd been ailing. And then Andy started talking about that time he gave Barney a sandwich and told him to eat a whole lot and eat real slow. But anyway, I thought your singing was pretty good. It was a whole lot better than that song, The Andy Griffith Show of Women, that you played a while back. No, I think I'd rather spend another 10 days in jail than to listen to that song again. But anyway, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. The Andy Griffith Show of Women, I played that clip before, and I won't play it for us now because there's so many people that have complained about that song, but I'm glad to know that I do sing better than the Andy Griffith Show of Women. But I actually kind of like that song, and Jan can't stand it. But I tell Rafe I'm not ailing. You know, that was just my singing voice, you know, kind of like Barney when he asked the same question. But Paul, I want to thank you for calling in. That was funny. I got a big laugh out of it when I got that voicemail. And I'm glad I was able to share it with everybody here on the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed and picked up all his references he was making about the episodes with Barney singing and Rafe Hollister. That was awesome. Thank you, Paul. All right, so we got a little bit of feedback as well about, let's see, we got a couple back from episodes number 219 about Don Knotts and Barbara Eden. It was part one at this point. Rebecca wrote in, she said, if you don't enjoy it, then there's something seriously wrong with you. I'd written on Facebook, you might enjoy these episodes with an interview with Don Knotts and Barbara Eden. So, Rebecca, I want to thank you for that. Thanks for writing in and saying that to people. And, you know, if you don't enjoy it, there's something seriously wrong with you. And also the same episode, Janet wrote in and she said, thanks for unearthing that interview, Alan. I look forward to hearing the next part, which was part two. I hope you got to hear that in episode number 220. And Janet, that's the first time I've heard from Janet in a while. So it's good to know she's still out there. She was a regular commenter for a while and I hadn't heard from her in a while. So it's good to hear from you, Janet. Thanks for writing. And I do appreciate that. She wrote on the actual website. She went to twochairsnowaiting.com, episode number 219, and left a comment right there. So if you do that, I'll read them, and hopefully they'll make it here onto the podcast. You know, I get a lot sometimes, and some of them I can use, and some of them are a little harder to use, so I don't use them. If you're just bragging on me completely, I won't do it. But Janet did say, thanks for unearthing that interview. I will give the credit of that for Jim Clark. Jim Clark's the one that provided that to us. So I want to thank Jim for that. We got a comment from episode number 28 of the podcast. So folks are going back and still listening to all these old podcast episodes. I appreciate that. And I'm glad to see that folks are still enjoying it. That episode was about Charles Dow, the owner of the Snappy Lunch. And, you know, he's passed away. And this was part one of that interview. And a fellow named Jeff, he wrote in and says, back when I lived in North Carolina, I would go up to Mount Airy on the weekends, and I got to know Charles. Snappy closes at 1:45 on Saturdays, so we would come in late and close the place down. Charles would sit at a booth and count up the days till and visit with us. I remember a story he told me about the chili that he started making for the Snappy Lunch. The Bell South offices were across the street, and the ladies would come over at lunch and told Charles that his hot dog chili could be better. Charles came up with the idea of using the bacon, tenderloin, and sausage from the morning's rush, the leftovers, and taking that and adding it to the chili for lunch. The ladies had one taste of that and said, "Don't change a thing." So not only was he able to make great chili for the hot dogs and pork chop sandwiches, he didn't have to throw away any of the leftover food. Charles was one of the special people in Mount Airy, and he will be missed. Jeff, that is so true, Jeff. And Charles was a great guy. I loved getting to be around him, and I was so thankful to be able to do that interview with him back when I did it. And definitely, if you haven't heard that, go back into the archives. If you go to the episode list on Two Chairs No Waiting, if you go to our website there, you can click on the episode listing up in the top corner. It's over toward the top left-hand side. If you do, it'll give you the complete list of all the podcast episodes for Two Chairs No Waiting. And that episode number was number 28. So you can just scroll down and you'll see it right there. Charles Dowell interview, part one and part two. You can listen to both of them, and I hope you will enjoy them. There's all kinds of stuff over in there to listen to. And hey, listening to them is not only good for fun like that, it's actually good, evidently, for folks when they travel. Because I've got some great comments here from a caller who called in, Tim. This is Mr. McBeavy over in the chat room. He called in about a recent trip where he had gone to Mount Airy to visit visit up there. And he talked about how good the podcast, you know, how much it added to it. So let's hear from Tim.
Hi, Alan. This is Tim. It's me again. But I just wanted to call and leave you a voicemail and just let you know that a few weeks ago when you did the podcast and you did the interviews with Alma at the Mayberry Motor Inn, how much that helped me on a recent visit that I made there about a week ago. This time when I went, which is 9 years after the first time I went, I walked into the office there to register for our room, and Alma was on duty with her clerk, and it was almost as if I knew her from the interview that you did. I didn't know her the first time I went, and so it just kind of made it special. And as I went to check in, the clerk pointed out a CD laying on the counter from Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band called I Wish Life Was Like Mayberry. And she jokingly looked at me and she said, "You know, if you buy a copy of this, Alma will autograph it for you." And at first I was a little puzzled by that. But then she told me, she said, the lady behind the wheel in Emmett's pickup truck is Alma. And I thought, well, how neat is that? You know, so I said, yeah, give me a copy of this thing. Just want to let you know that, how listening to the podcast helped me out on this particular visit. A couple other things that I did while we were there. Did go by Mayberry on Main, which we also had an interview that you did on Debbie and Daryl and their shop, and I had to stop by there, and as a result of that, I wound up walking out with three new t-shirts. They really were, you know, down to earth and friendly people, the kind of people you want to do business with. Went by the museum and really was surprised at the new additions to the museum after 9 years from my first visit. The suit from George Lindsay, the brown pinstripe suit, the salt and pepper suit from Don Knotts, and especially was surprised to see the military uniform that was worn by Betty Lynn during World War II. That was something I never knew about her contribution as an entertainer at 18 years old. That was really something. From listening to the podcast and looking at the pictures and exchanging information with other Mayberry fans, this visit 9 years later was much more enriched. I felt like I really knew my way around the town a little bit better. You know, just meeting people that I had heard on the or heard about on the podcast through interviews and stuff, it just really made it neat. You know, I'm only about 3 hours away from Mount Airy, so next year I'm going to make a special effort to try to be there for Mayberry Days, and so I'm really look forward to getting a chance to meeting, you know, a lot more people that we've been talking to here on the podcast during the chat session while you were doing the live recordings. Just wanted to leave that little bit with you and appreciate everything you do. I started back on the podcast archives, and, you know, I had listened to these randomly trying to pick out this one and that one, and I sat down the other night and I said, you know what? The best way to do this is start with number one and just go all the way through. So that's what I'm working on. I mean, I'm enjoying them. To hear the interviews with the different tribute artists, you know, at first I thought, you know, I don't know how interesting that's going to be because I don't really know some of these people. I haven't seen some of them even perform, but it's really great. And I learned that, you know, these tribute artists like yourself, you know, they're not just reenactors, but this is all done from the heart. So far, everybody that I've listened to, you know, they're just like me and a lot of other people. We love Mayberry and everything to do with it. All of this is beneficial. Just keep up the good work. I mean, there's so much stuff here to look at and listen to. I just can't believe, you know, the multitude of things that are here and all the resources that we have. And thank you. Thank you for all you do. Once again, I appreciate it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Mr. McBeavy, Tim, thanks for calling in. That was awesome. It's a great report, and it's fun to know that the podcast is actually having an impact on people's enjoyment of Mayberry. You know, going to Mount Airy and meeting people that we've talked about here on the podcast. We talked about the Miles and Alma. Now, those episodes, if you go back into the episode list, the same place I was talking about earlier, you can go back in here and you can find where we actually talked with Alma and the Miles back on, let's say, Mayberry on Main was episode number 211. And then 212 and was about Alma, and 13 and 14 as well. There's all talking with Alma over at the Mayberry Motor Inn. And I believe Tim called in on 214 and gave his report about the first time he had visited Mount Airy. So it's good to know that it encouraged him to head back over there and that he got to really spend some time with Alma. And he found out about Rodney's album that he was talking about. Because, yeah, there is an album that he has out. And it's a great album. Alma is right there on the cover. That's fun. So anyway, I'm just glad to hear that you folks that are listening are enjoying the show and actually getting stuff out of it that actually makes you feel more a part of it. Because, yeah, those tribute artists, you're talking about those, the tribute guys, you know, they're all just huge Mayberry fans, just like you and just like, well, I am one of them, but just like me. You know, we have a lot of fun doing these different events. And, you know, over the years, we have Opie, an interview with Jamie Sullivan. Now, he doesn't do Opie with us anymore because he grew up and he's gone off to college. And, you know, he's not small enough to be Opie anymore. So he'll be Richie Cunningham tribute artist at some point. We're all real nice to him just in case he becomes a great big director or something in Hollywood. Maybe we'll get a role in his movie. But we don't know how much he's going to be like Ron Howard, so we're not taking any chances. But the tribute artist, there's interviews with them. There's all kinds of stuff. If you subscribe on iTunes, you only get the last 104 episodes of the podcast, but you can go back onto the website and listen to any of them by just going to that podcast episode and clicking the play button right there on the screen. So I encourage you to do that if you have a chance to head over and just enjoy, you know, some of the 220 episodes before this one of the podcast. Well, folks, hey, I want to thank you for calling and writing. And there's probably been some others of you that may have called or written in. And hopefully I got back with you personally if I haven't used you on the podcast itself, or I was just not able to actually use it, or I've lost it. I don't know which. So you can go. There's several ways to get in touch with me. Oh, and I wanted to mention one more before we get out of here. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, the website, if you go there, we've added something new, because, and this is just something just in case we ever lose contact somehow and you can't find the podcast website or something happens. I've created a mailing list for Two Chairs No Waiting listeners. I've never sent out anything on it, but I wanted to make sure you guys know about it. You can go and subscribe. You go to twochairsnowaiting.com. It'll take you to the website. And down right just there toward the top of the page, on the left side, down, you know, just down just a little bit, near the Twitter Follow Me button, you'll see Sign Up for Two Chairs No Waiting Podcast Mailing List. If you'll click on that and sign up, that I'm not planning on sending out much on there, but I'll send out some special things perhaps that are not on the podcast itself, but it's just for the list, just for the people who have subscribed. So I want to invite you to go over there. I won't be spamming your mailbox or anything like that, but it's just another way for me to be able to get in touch with you in case something goes wrong or something happens. I'll be able to let you know that there's a problem or something like that. So I'm just trying to cover all our bases here in Mayberry to make sure I can communicate with you as good as possible. Now, I want to encourage you also to head over to the iMayberry community and sign up over there. That's another place where I can get in touch with you if something's wrong with the podcast. And, you know, I definitely want to encourage you also to be a part of that community, because there's about 570-something people over there now, and they're really enjoying visiting with each other. Right now they're talking about what character do you wish had appeared on more shows? That's one of the topics. Mayberry kin, people who are kin to each other there in Mayberry. North Carolina towns that are mentioned on the show, that's one of the topics. Favorite pursuits in Mayberry. And there's all kinds of different comments like that, or not comments, but people discussing those topics over at the iMayberry community. So head over there and check it out. I hope you guys will do that. I want to encourage you, because you get to know each other and spend time visiting with one another. And that's what Mayberry is all about. You spend time with me here talking to you right now, but you can talk to each other. And that's what really has been so powerful about this podcast, is it's drawing people together and getting people out there like Tim to let them know about other people that are huge Mayberry fans just like us. So, all right, folks, I believe that's all I've got to cover. Let me look here in my show notes to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. I definitely want to encourage you to head over to the Mayberry Museum website, the Andy Griffith Show Museum. It's at andygriffithmuseum.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. And you can check out what's going on over at the museum. You know, Betty Lynn's there from time to time. And you can go and see some of the stuff that Tim was talking about. And I guess that's about it for today. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call like so many did today, John and Paul and Tim. You can give me a call at 888-6... Now, what is our phone number? 888-684-8415. Or you can drop by over at the Two Chairs No Waiting website. And this is what John and Tim had done, Mr. McBeebe. They come in here and click this link on the right-hand side that says Send Voicemail. So if you have a microphone connected to your computer, you can record it, and it'll send it directly to me. And so it's even a better quality for the audio than the phone calls. So that's another way to get in touch. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can just drop by the website itself and leave a message there on any of the shows, and I'll be able to hear it and get your comments from there. Folks, again, I want to thank you for being part of the show and for listening. And hey, let's keep Mayberry alive, guys. You guys are doing a great job, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.